بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are looking at the beautiful comment of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh, who said that Surah al-Fatiha is Tawbah, and we are trying to see how this is so true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our scholars for demystifying the religion and for making it easy for us to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. We looked at the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. We look today, we'll see how the next ayah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, also so clearly represents this thought that Surah Al-Fatiha is Tawbah. If there is one ayah in the Quran which completely and totally exemplifies and encapsulates the essence of Islam, the fundamental core of Islam, that ayah is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, you alone I worship and you alone I seek help from. As we know, the grammatical form of Iyyaka refers to and is used when you are speaking to somebody who is present in front of you, in whose presence you are standing, somebody you can, in normal circumstances, somebody that you can see. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not see Him, but we know that He is seeing us. So when I'm saying Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, or when you are saying Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in in your salah, then you are saying it with this consciousness, with this awareness that you and I are standing in the presence, in the hudur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. We are standing in front of Him, we are looking at Him, and though we cannot see Him, He is seeing us, and we are aware of this fact. That is why I call this the essence of Islam. This is the, in Urdu we have this term nichod, which means that you squeeze the last drop out of something. That is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Islam is the name of a relationship, the relationship between the abd and his rabb, between the slave and his owner, his Rabb, his creator, his sustainer, his maintainer, his protector, the one who is himself Al-Hayyul Qayyum, who is alive and who is established, and based on whose strength and power and authority the slave exists. The slave exists by the word of Allah, by the hukum of Allah, and he exists to to follow and to obey the hukum of Allah, and he will die with the hukum of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Islam is the name where the slave understands this relationship, the relationship between the abd and his rabb, and therefore he fulfills that relationship in every essence of the term. He has only one focus in life, and this is the beauty of focus. Focus is the art of ignoring fluff. Focus is that which differentiates ordinary light from laser. Ordinary light at best illuminates. Laser cuts through steel. The difference is focus. Ordinary light from a bulb has a million foci, has a million points which it is trying to reach. The laser out of a laser gun has only one point. So the entire energy of that ray of light, of that stream of light, is focused, is concentrated on that one spot. And that can cut through steel. That is the meaning of Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in is the essence of Tawheed. It is the soul of Islam. Without Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, we do not have Islam. We have something else. Shirk is to leave Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in and to join others in this beautiful, pure concept of focusing only on Allah Jalla Jalalu. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in is to stare into a 1,000-watt, a 1,000,000-watt bulb, searchlight bulb, and then to look away. And when you look away, you discover that you can only see light. The light of that halogen bulb has imprinted itself on your cornea. It has imprinted itself in your eyesight in such a way that when you turn away, you are blind to everything that is there around you. The only thing that you see is that same light, nothing else. As I've said many times before, please don't even try this. It will destroy your eyes, you will become blind. Do not stare into a concentrated source of light. I am only quoting this as an example, because sometimes it happens. It happened to me once, and I, alhamdulillah, my eyes were not damaged. But what I was aware of was this big splash of white light that I continuously was seeing for a good bit of time thereafter. I was trying to turn on a searchlight, and it wasn't turning on. And very stupidly, I looked into it and pressed the button, and it turned on. So it just flashed in my face. So never do that anyway. But the point here is that this is what the Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in is and means. It means to look into this glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have this beautiful experience of life where you see the glory of and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that we see around us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for people of intelligence. But only somebody who has Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in in his heart, only somebody who has looked into the light will see the light. This is what Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. And therefore, the tawbah of it is that when the slave realizes this, and when the slave is aware of this, and when the slave is conscious of this, and he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what he does is he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by regretting all the moments that he spent away from the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By regretting all the time that he lost away from the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making istighfar for that and by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere tawbah and saying, oh my Rabb, forgive me for the time that I spent in ghafla. What is ghafla? Ghafla is to look away. Ghafla is to get distracted. Ghafla is to move the focus away from that point of focus, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why ghafla is a sin. It's a question of level of sin, but inshallah, may Allah protect us from that. But the ghafla is a sin because we are taking our focus away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala onto something which does not deserve that, because nothing and nobody deserves the focus that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. My brothers and sisters, this is what the tawbah of Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in is: to regret having spent time away from the Rabb, to regret having spent time away from the beloved, because there is no one more beloved to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. He said the believers are those, and the believers are those who love Allah more than anyone and anything else. That is who we are. We are believers, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ is the essence of that belief, it's the essence of that love. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us among those who, when we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, He has spoken the truth, she has spoken the truth. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.